Pope Benedict XVI celebrated his 7th anniversary as Pope this week. Before becoming Archbishop of Munich, the then Father Josef Ratzinger was a professor of theology at several university facilities in Germany. His papacy has been marked by his sublime theological observations in his speeches and homilies. What surprises many people is that he can also articulate profound ideas on a level young children can understand. This was demonstrated in his first year as Pope, when he answered questions in St. Peter's Square from children about to receive their first Holy Communion. This encounter is the basis of a picture book for children, illustrated by Anne Engelhardt and edited by Amy Wellborn, called Friendship with Jesus, Pope Benedict XVI Speaks to Children on Their First Holy Communion. Anne Engelhardt told Charles Collins about why she decided to make the book.
I was intrigued at the thought of this scholar speaking to young children. Very early on in Pope Benedict's pontificate, I noticed as an artist that he spoke frequently about art, which really intrigued me, and I started investigating his writing. And when I heard he'd be speaking with these children who would be gathering in Rome, I thought I would love to hear what he has to say to them. And it was a very important conversation directed to children, but on their level. And as always, Pope Benedict doesn't really talk down to children. He speaks to them. And he gave a beautiful catechesis about the meaning of the Holy Eucharist. And it was a beautiful event. And I wanted to be able to make it available to children and families in a format that would be usable for them.
What has been the reaction to these books? Yes, the Pope spoke to children, but do children seem to understand what he's saying to them?
I think they do. As a matter of fact, I've gone to some schools and I've presented the book to children, and they ask amazing questions, just like the children on that very day. They asked Pope Benedict the kinds of questions that we all have, I believe that they're very touched by what he has to say, and that he speaks to them in a way that they really can comprehend. He uses beautiful metaphors to explain things like the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. He says how it's like electricity. We can't actually see it, but we feel the result of it. He speaks about how confession is a lot like cleaning your bedroom. Doing it on a regular basis is very beneficial to you. It'll help you to understand yourself more and to grow as a person. So his way with children is beautiful. You know, I think that from what I understand, when he first became a priest, one of his first jobs, if you will, was to do catechesis with children. So I guess he's really been doing this for a very long time.
Do you think he has something to teach others about teaching children? Sometimes people don't give children credit for being able to understand things.
Absolutely. Pope Benedict seems to respect who it is that he is with at that moment, and he manages to find a way to communicate to them very effectively. And yeah, I think we could certainly learn from that, because from what I have seen in my own experience, having children and teaching children and being with children, they have tremendous depth. They can express things in very simple ways, but they have deep questions. And I think Pope Benedict, as I said, respects that and encourages them. And I certainly think we could learn from that.
You're an illustrator. How difficult was it to illustrate these two books? Of course, there's ideas at work here. There's also just the event itself of the Pope meeting with these people. What was your thought process when you decided how to illustrate it?
Well, I wanted to capture both the actual event. So there are scenes in it where you see Pope Benedict gathered with the children around him, speaking to them directly, responding to them. And then I also use illustrations that help to explain what it is that he's talking about. So, for example, one of the children asks him about his own First Communion. So I have a picture of that I was able to locate of his First Communion, and then I superimposed it over a scene from the little village where he received it so I could give the impression of that event. I wanted to show the beautiful scenes of Rome, the square of St. Peter's, and then in other instances, for example, the children, since they had on the First Communion event, they had Eucharistic adoration right there in the square. I wanted to illustrate that, so I showed a beautiful monstrance and incense, you know, the smoke, clouds of smoke, and I use watercolor. That's my medium that I work in. So it was very useful for trying to describe those kinds of ethereal things.